I don't meditate. I struggle with prayer, quiet time. So thanks to my friend Amanda, I had the opportunity to have some quiet time in front of the lake, and it was really nice. I had an idea of what I was going to talk about, so saying that I was going to write my table talk during that quiet time, I was joking. I had talked to Rich about it, and I told him I was going to be talking about plans. So while I was sitting in front of the lake, I came across the Lord's Prayer in the Message, and I'm really surprised that this is the first time I'm seeing it, because I love the Message. I use it for study, Bible studies, and how I miss this, I don't know. I'm going to read it for you. Our Father in heaven, reveal who you are. Set the world right. Do what's best, as above, so below. Keep us alive with 3 square meals. Keep us forgiven with you and forgiving others. Keep us safe from ourselves and the devil. You're in charge. You can do anything you want. You're ablaze in beauty. Yes, yes, yes. I love that. It's simple and I can understand it. So, I probably read it like 15 or 20 times in my mind. Is that meditation? All right. So, in reading yesterday in front of the lake, God literally told me, like, sit still and stop thinking about yourself. And lo and behold, my thoughts turned to him. So I started thinking about, and I was doing this during the week, about my plans for my life. So I thought I'd share some things with you. I don't know if any of you know this, but it was not my plan to have kids. I would tell people when I was in my 20s, I'm not going to have kids because I'm going to die young. I don't know where that idea came from. I really don't. It's funny now looking back at it, but if you knew me in my 20s, there was nothing nurturing about me. And like most 20-year-olds, I was very selfish, living for myself. So, haha. So being a parent was unimaginable. Interestingly enough, it would be through motherhood and a marriage that I would come to know Jesus, who he was, what he was about. I would also learn that I wanted to give my life away. That's something that I have not considered before, but I just knew that's what I wanted. Our Father in heaven, reveal who you are. It was not my plan to end up divorced and broken with 4 kids, no education, and no job to support myself. I hated that my kids were now a statistic and we were part of the system. Mostly I hated that my life at this point no longer reflected my values or what I thought was God's call on my life. Lord, set the world right. Do what's best, as above, so below. Keep us alive with 3 square meals. Keep me forgiven with you and forgiving others. Keep me safe from myself and the devil. You're in charge. It was not my plan to become a teacher. When I went back to school, I was a communications major. The plan was to earn a degree so I could either start my own nonprofit or work for one. I wanted to get back to doing community work. I loved it, I was good at it. And maybe if I got my degree, I could support myself doing this kind of work. During my last year of community college, I took on 2 part-time jobs. One was with Restore Merced's Downtown Kids Club, a program geared towards tutoring and mentoring youth living in impoverished neighborhoods. The other was as an instructional aide with Merced City School District. It was a match made in heaven because on one hand, I was participating in community development work, learning about social inequity and that inequity in education. On the other, I was part of the education system that was plagued with this problem. I knew immediately that I wanted to play a greater role in education equity. It was not my plan to work with elementary students. You guys hear me talk, I want to teach junior high, I want to teach junior high. Well, Because of the great need for substitute teachers in all districts, but especially in Merced City School District, I have to work with elementary students. I signed a contract that they would let me work Monday through Friday if I would go where they sent me. After signing the contract, one of my first assignments was a first grade classroom, and man, I had forgotten all about that age. They're so sweet, but they're so needy. And I can manage a bunch of middle schoolers, but a bunch of first graders, not so much. I came home exhausted, and I was rethinking my career path. Like, can I do this every day? Yes, I can. On Thursday of last week, I finished up a two-week assignment at Don Stoll. It was a fifth grade class with some amazing kids. I got the full teaching experience this time, as I was with them for more than one day. It's hard to build relationships and trust and respect and love in one day. As that last week came to a close, I was sad. I had become attached to these students. I learned on that last day that the feeling was mutual. I received a letter, a note, a pin. One girl brought me a hot breakfast. And I got on that day lots of spontaneous side hugs. I was not expecting that. And from students that I felt like I didn't mesh with. And these were the students who asked me not to leave. And I've never felt so sure that I am exactly where I need to be. When I look at my plans, I see that they weren't bad, just too small. Will you bow your heads with me? Lord, you are ablaze in beauty. Yes, yes, yes. It was not your plan to send your only son to the cross, but you had big plans for your creation, and nothing was going to get in your way. I thank you for Jesus and the spirit-filled life that you offer if we are open and committed to receiving it. You tell us to stick with it, even when it's hard, even when it doesn't make sense. Jesus, thank you for showing us that it can be done. Amen.